This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The calls for Austin Police Chief Brian Manley to be fired have been getting louder. Technically, Manley can't be fired. He can be demoted or he can resign. 2 years ago, council members sang his praises. They appointed him Austin's permanent police chief with a unanimous vote. Now, the same council members have voted they have no confidence in him. How does that happen? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey tried to answer that question. To do so, she went back to March 2018.
On the second day of that month, Anthony Stefan House, a 39-year-old father, picked up a package left on his front porch. It exploded, killing him.
FBI, ATF, even postal inspectors were among the investigators on Haverford Drive on Friday. Austin police didn't have much information.
Days later, APD Assistant Chief Joseph Chacon said police were not yet calling House's death a homicide. House was black.
We can't rule out that Mr. House didn't construct this himself and then accidentally detonated, in which case it would be an accidental death.
This was the start of weeks of terror in Austin. Two people were murdered, several others injured, before police cornered the bomber in a hotel parking lot where he killed himself. But it was also the start of two narratives in the city, one where police had blamed a black man for his own murder, another where police had fearlessly brought down a domestic terrorist. These stories weren't independent of one another, but they all happened under then-interim police chief Brian Manley.
So you had a white community looking at him like he was a hero.
Alberta Phillips is a freelance journalist and a former editorial writer for the Austin American Statesman.
And you had many people in the black community who were looking at him very skeptically. Is he up to this job?
3 months after the Austin bombings, Manley stood in front of the city's 11-member council. Then Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo addressed him.
You are a servant leader, and you have my complete confidence, I have complete confidence in you, and I'll be delighted to cast my vote here in just a minute for your confirmation.
1 month after the Austin bomber killed himself, City Manager Spencer Kronk announced that instead of doing a national search for a permanent police chief, Manley, who'd been with APD for 3 decades, would be the sole finalist for the job. 2 months later, council members voted unanimously to give it to him.
It's unanimous on the dais. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you very much.
It sounded like everyone, at least everyone in City Hall, was enthusiastic about the decision. But others were wary. Phillips, formerly of the Statesman, said there was a thought lingering in her mind that day.
I think that Chief Manley was seen as a very nice man, a decent man, a family man. But I doubt anybody saw Chief Manley as a visionary or a change agent.
Fast forward a year and a half. Last November, complaints surfaced against one of Manley's secondhand men. Someone was accusing Assistant Chief Justin Newsom of using a racist term for black people on numerous occasions.
Disturbing. Repugnant.
Councilmember Natasha Harper Madison called for an investigation. It would later reveal a culture of racism, sexism, and a fear of retaliation within the department.
Who knew what and when did they know it? Whose lives and careers were affected? And how entrenched any culture of racism is in our police department?
This is the moment when council members began voicing their doubts about Manley. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Delia Garza.
Repeated incidences by our department have really shaken my faith in many ways.
Then she addressed the police chief.
I was an early supporter of Chief Manley, and I have been incredibly disappointed.
Council members were further disappointed in January. That's when they took a big vote on marijuana.
This week, the Austin City Council has a really important opportunity to lead on criminal justice reform, on marijuana policy reform, on taking action that can lead.
Prosecutors around the state, including in Travis County, had stopped trying low-level marijuana cases after a new state law went into effect. People would show up to court and be turned away. So council members said, let's not waste our resources and stop ticketing and arresting people for something they won't be prosecuted for. Here's Councilmember Greg Kassar before the vote.
It just makes sense in this environment for us to lead the way and for us to dedicate our limited resources on investing in our community rather than investing in pursuing low-level marijuana offenses.
At a press conference the next day, Manley said police would do nothing differently.
It was not decriminalized. It is still illegal, and the Austin Police Department will still enforce marijuana law.
But 2 weeks ago, Manley reversed his decision, saying police would now no longer ticket or arrest people for small amounts of marijuana. But at that point, people were already calling for him to resign. That started in late April.
During this pandemic, we are gathered here to discuss the senseless shooting of Mike Ramos that happened Friday evening.
That's Chaz Moore with the Austin Justice Coalition on a video call talking about the APD shooting of Ramos, a Black and Hispanic man. Ramos had been hanging out in the parking lot of an apartment complex in Southeast Austin. Officer Christopher Taylor shot him as he backed out of a parking spot and drove away from police. Moore said he and other local organizations had signed a letter to the city manager, mayor, and council asking that Manley resign or be demoted.
Many of us on this call, many of you watching, have tried to be at the table with the Austin Police Department to make sure we can push our police department in the best, most safe direction as possible. And it is with much sadness to report that we have not been able to do so.
A month later, council members would co-sign this sentiment. During the last weekend of May, people protested in downtown Austin against systemic racism and recent police killings. Over the next 2 days, police shot lead pellet-filled bags at protesters, seriously injuring at least 10 people. Days later, council members Kassar and Garza asked Manley to resign.
So, Chief, for our city to heal and for our community to make progress, I believe the honorable thing would be for you to resign the position of police chief.
A week later, every council member signed a resolution saying they had no confidence in Manley's ability to change the department for the better. I asked the police chief why he thought this was, how in 2 years' time, council members had gone from unanimously supporting him to saying they didn't think he could make the changes necessary to make policing safe for everyone.
I can't speak to their motivation or what led them, those that spoke on that issue. Some of them spoke about it, and then, of course, they all voted. But I can't speculate on what led them to come to that.
I mean, you must have some reaction to them voting, saying they have no confidence in your leadership.
Well, they voted that they had no confidence that we would carry out the direction that they gave. And again, that's disappointing because I've got, as I just went through, so many of the progressive steps we've taken as a department, some on our own accord and some at the direction of council. So I think that we do have a history of following their direction and of trying to implement policies based on resolutions that they pass.
Under Manley's leadership, the number of times police arrested someone when instead they could have given them a ticket dropped 79%. He agreed to do away with a juvenile curfew that was putting many young people of color into the court system. He agreed to a third-party audit of how police handle sexual assault cases after it was revealed that the department had misclassified rape cases in 2017. But community activists and some council members say when they ask for change, it's often met with resistance. And now, when people across the country are demanding big, big changes to police, they think someone new is the one to do that. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.